This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a very interesting show lined up for you today. All sorts of bluegrass music from the depths of my shelves, and I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy some of the songs. That track that was playing in the background was Galatea, and that was a tune that I wrote, and we recorded that with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band way back in 1971 in Sydney, Australia. We just got there, and we're planning to play some bluegrass music around Australia, and Galatea was named for the area where my sister's farm was in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand. Let's hear Lou Reed. It's got a great song here from his album, When It Rains, and that was 1991, that's 20 years after the introduction. And he put together an album with some friends, Tony Rice on guitar, Terry Borkham on banjo, Ricky Simpkins on mandolins and fiddles, Ronnie Simpkins on acoustic bass. What a lineup. And here's the song called One Track Man, and it goes like this.
Changed my course, driven by a stronger force, and maybe you're the reason I'm running on a different state of mind. I'm a one-track man, just a one-track man, rolling on to your sweetheart as fast as I can. I'm a one-track man.
Down the line, I'm a one-track man, just sweet arm as fast as I can. I'm a one-track man.
That is some serious bluegrass music and some great picking there from Lou Reed and his friends there, and we might hear from them a little bit later on in the show. Now, for a complete contrast, let's hear a couple of guitars. This is for all the guitarists who are listening to this show. Norman Blake is a great guitarist, and I saw him for the first time 1971 when I visited the USA, and Norman was playing guitar with John Hartford, and I was just so impressed with the way he did his support work for John Hartford. I've followed his music just a little bit. And anyway, somewhere along the line, I picked up this CD, Norman Blake, Whiskey Before Breakfast, it's called. And it's a lot of instrumentals, but it's also some songs as well. And on it, he's got a tune called Church Street Blues that a lot of other guitarists like Tony Rice, they've picked up that tune and done it too. And here's Norman's version of Church Street Blues. He's got Charlie Collins playing second guitar on some of the tracks, and very humorous notes on the CD cover by Nancy Blake. It's really good. We haven't got time to read them out now, but here's Church Street Blues.
Watching Good Time Charlie Friends is driving me insane. Down on shady Charlotte Street, the green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm in my feather bed. Get myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street Blues. Yesterday's news, folded up page 21, stuck it in my shoes. Gave me nickel to pour my good turn for today. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street Blues. Black Diamond brand, I'd string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here, just pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And give myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street Blues. Give myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street Blues.
Wasn't that nice? Lovely guitar style there. It just absolutely flows. It is. He's got a very friendly voice. That's what I'd possibly call it. And sings great. You might have heard of Norman Blake from his work on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie and soundtrack. But he's a great supportive player and does a lovely job of some tunes. I've got Jeremy Stevens now. This is an album came out in 2021, How I Hear It. And it's just Jeremy Stevens from the band High Fidelity. Some of the guys from High Fidelity get to play on this album, of course. And he's playing a banjo tune. He's a fine banjo player as well as a great lead singer. And he loves the work of Don Reno. And this is a tune called The Bells of St. Mary's. And it was written way back in 1917 after the writer visited St. Mary's Church in Southampton, England, and must have heard the bells and really enjoyed it. It's got words to the songs too, and Emmett Allen, I think, wrote the words. It came out as a song in a movie. Bing Crosby recorded it, Perry Como recorded it, Andy Williams recorded it, lots of other people recorded it after the 1945 movie that Bing Crosby starred in. And of course it became a popular tune, and Don Reno was really good at doing popular tunes on his banjo. It's often thought of as a Christmas song, but it's not really. It's just a tune about bells. And anyway, it's got some neat banjo playing in. I thought you'd like to hear Jeremy Stevens' version of it. He's got Hunter Berry playing the fiddle, David Greer on guitar, Mike Bubb on bass. I reckon I could sound good with those guys helping me out too. Thank you. The Bells of St. Mary's by Jeremy Stevens, and a lovely clear tone on his banjo. He's playing one of those old Gibsons, sort of maybe a 1950s Gibson with the block inlays and the square headstock, and he's getting a great sound out of it. And he picks so nice and clear. Hope you enjoyed that tune. Well, many of you might be watching the Olympics on TV, and we're getting a wonderful view of the city of Paris, or Paris in France, and wonderful buildings, great old buildings and tree-lined streets and all that sort of thing, as well as some superb athleticism happening there on the tracks and fields and in the water and all that sort of stuff. Bike races, amazing. I'll be watching the Olympics, as you can gather. Well, my link to the Olympics is a friend who plays mandolin and comes from Paris. Jean-Luc Leroux, a fine musician, has put out many, many albums, and a recent one just beginning of this year, really. A Tombe de la Lune. My French is terrible, as Jean-Luc tells me when he stays with me. His English is much better than my French. I did schoolboy French, and that was about it. But anyway, we're going to play a tune off this one, just to remind you that the Olympics are on in Paris, and or Paris, and Jacques Tour de Roux, this one's called. Have a listen.
Chaque matin, le soleil se lève et m'habille les cheveux. Et chaque matin, le sommeil et ses rêves embrument un peu les yeux. Chaque tour de roue me ramène, chaque tour de roue me rapproche. Chaque tour de roue me ramène au chemin que ne quitteront plus mes yeux. La vie a de ces chemins qu'on emprunte qui retardent le moment. Apprécier les folles étreintes et le sourire des enfants. Chaque tour de roue me ramène, chaque tour de roue me rapproche un peu. Chaque tour de roue me ramène en chemin que nous quitterons. Aller ensemble pour retrouver son chemin. Chaque tour de roue me ramène, chaque tour de roue me rapproche un peu. Chaque tour de roue me ramène au chemin que nous ne quitterons plus des yeux.
From Jean-Luc Leroux there, and he had Thierry Lecoq playing fiddle, and I was doing a little bit of banjo playing on that one, and I'm not sure what it's all about, but he plays very relaxed-sounding bluegrass music, and I thought it was perfectly appropriate while we're having the Olympics in Paris or Paris for you there. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's change tempo a little bit now and go to the Lonesome River Band, One Step Forward. This album came out way back in 1996, almost 30 years old. Ronnie Bowman, bass and vocals, Don Rigsby on mandolin and vocals, Sammy Shelor on banjo and vocals, and Kenny Smith on rhythm and lead guitar and vocals. And they got Aubrey Haney playing some fiddle on the track that I've picked, I think, and it's a song called Crazy Heart, and it sounds like this.
Like a wild west wind, so uncertain, you're changing like the weather every day. One night we're in love, the next I'm hurting. Crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy heart, I wish I didn't love you, and I could turn around and walk away. I've only got a half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. You've made. How can it feel so right and then go so wrong? Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy heart, I wish I didn't love you, and I could turn around and walk away. I've only got a half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane.
Full bluegrass sound there from the Lonesome River Band. And that was Randy Howard playing fiddle. I misread the liner notes on the album. So sorry, Randy, if you were listening, and now you get a mention. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some music from my shelves. I've got a few shelves full of CDs and LPs. No LPs on this show, but a lot of CDs, and it's mostly music that I sort of have a link to. I've either seen the band play or talked to the people and followed them from a long time or whatever. But it's just music off my shelves. I don't keep up with the modern trends in bluegrass music, as you've probably gathered if you've listened to this show. But I play you music that I think you'll like. And that's sort of seems to be what's happening, because this show is podcast on a whole bunch of different sources like Podbean and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and even from Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. That's a show, that's a station where this show comes from, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. Now, all you people who tune in on podcasts, somehow we've got a way of counting who listens to the show for more than 2 minutes or something like that. And lots of people listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's really good. And the station enjoys the popularity of the show Back Porch Bluegrass. So thank you very much for tuning in. You're making me and the station very happy, and I hope you're enjoying the music too. Lots of people, of course, listening on the Access radio stations. This comes from one of the Access radio stations in New Zealand. It used to be called community radio stations, but the show also goes, as well as Hamilton, it also goes out from Raglan Community Radio, which is just on the west coast left of Hamilton. Plains FM, Christchurch, Arrow FM and Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, and that's just throughout New Zealand. Thank you very much for listening. If you're a radio listener, comes on all times of the day and night, so you never know where it's going to be heard. And also Access radio stations in Canada. We've got a deal going where we swap with them. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. And the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. Prince George of British Columbia. Thank you very much for taking my program, and I hope you enjoy my New Zealand take on bluegrass music. And of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. I'm delighted to be on your station. So thanks very much, and I hope you're enjoying the music. Let's listen to Lou Reed again from the album When It Rains. And here he is doing an old Carter Stanley song, Nobody's Love Like Mine. And that sounds like this.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Couldn't be. Someday, darling, you'll be sorry for the way you treated me.
Nobody's love like mine. No one's faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean. And nobody's love like mine.
Some pretty hard-on bluegrass, isn't it? It's a great sound. It's a good song. Carter Stanley wrote some neat songs. They have a version quite different from the Stanley Brothers, but it's still excellent bluegrass music. Well, I've got something a little bit different for you now, some progressive bluegrass. In many ways, I'm not much into progressive bluegrass, but I have been sort of converted at different times to different bands when I get to know them or when I hear their music and really start to enjoy their approach. We've had this man on the show once or twice before, but it's high time we heard another couple of tracks from him. The band is Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and the album is called On the Edge, and that probably describes their bluegrass music, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from this. The band is invariably Frank Sullivan doing the lead vocal, playing mandolin and putting some fiddle on as well, or violin, as he calls it. Danny Booth playing bass and doing the baritone vocal. Chris Laquette playing guitar. Mike Munford on banjo. And occasionally Megan McCormick does some tenor vocal with them. Not on either of the... Yes, on the second track that I've picked. Two tracks, The Letter, and then one called Day to Day. And here's some real progressive bluegrass that I just think you might enjoy. Frank was a very interesting guy. He was from Alaska. He was in the US Navy band for some time. He's a leather craftsman, makes wonderful things out of leather, including guitar straps and things. He also makes guitar picks. And he's a master cook, which probably accounts for the name of the band, Dirty Kitchen. And he's away playing music and doesn't clean the kitchen, perhaps. I don't know what my excuse is. Here they are, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with The Letter and then Day to Day.
Baby, just wrote me a letter. just ain't the same without you. When I'm out there searching for the things I need to do, we can talk about the times we need to see, but understand the man I'm trying to be. There are oceans between us, and I cannot seem to swim. And I know with my wheels are turning forward, your love no more will
High-pressure bluegrass, wasn't it, from Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. And there's some great picking going on in there. I can imagine a much younger version of Hamilton County Bluegrass Band having to go at a couple of those songs. But those guys sort of play it with a rock band attitude, and I quite like that in the music. Hope you enjoyed Frank Sullivan, Dirty Kitchen, doing some progressive bluegrass. And well, now for something completely different, here's from an album called Old Time Duets. It's the Whitstein Brothers, and they are carrying on that lovely duet sound of the 1930s of two brothers singing together, one playing guitar, one playing mandolin. Charles Whitstein plays mandolin, and tenor guitar, does lead and tenor vocals, and Robert Whitstein plays guitar and does lead vocals. This album has just got the two instruments on it and the two voices. Very old-timey sound. I've picked a Delmore Brothers tune called The Weary Lonesome Blues, and it sounds like this.
I've got them weary, weary, lonesome blues, feeling lonesome, about to cry. I've turned my back on my true love, can't tell the day from night. I'm going down and catch a train, never coming back again. I've got them weary, weary blues, I'm gonna ride them all the way. got them weary, weary, lonesome blues. I found out that love don't pay. The only one that I did love, she has gone the other way. I can't smile as I used to, cause her love has proved untrue. I've got them weary, weary, lonesome blues, and I don't know what to do. Them weary, weary, lonesome blues. Gonna pack my group and go. I hate to turn my back on you, for you know I love you so. But you will never love me, dear. So I'm drifting away from here. I've got them weary, weary, lonesome blues. I'm in the way when I am here.
Oh, wasn't that nice? I suspect he was playing that lead line on his tenor guitar. We didn't have any mandolin in that one. And the harmonies are just superb. You can't beat brother harmonies. And I love the old-timey approach. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we are based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been living in New Zealand most of my life and started playing bluegrass music in the mid-1960s and have loved the music ever since, and am delighted to be able to present this show to you, representing my interest in the music over the last 60 years or so. Yeah, it is that. Boy, that's a long time. And so I'm getting quite old, as you can imagine. But so some of you probably. So I hope you're enjoying the music, and you may remember some of the things that we go right back to the 60s and 70s for. It's good fun. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you ever come to Hamilton, New Zealand, pass through Hamilton, well, it's a good shop to call in and see the people. They're all friendly people there, and they would help you buy strings for your guitar, a new strap for it, some picks, maybe even a nice travel guitar if you're from overseas and you need a little instrument to play while you're traveling around. You can get guitars and ukuleles and banjos and mandolins and fiddles and keyboards and drum sets and lots of music books and songs, all sorts of things from Shearer's Music Works. I've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for as long as I've been playing banjo, and it's great to have them around. So this is my take on bluegrass music, and I'm playing you songs and tunes from the music that's on my shelves, and I dig deep sometimes to try and come up with things. I've got an album by a band called Bluestone. The album's called What Goes On. Bluestone is based in southern Pennsylvania, about 50 miles north of Baltimore, Maryland. Bluestone brings together a group of veteran musicians from a part of the country that's rich in bluegrass music heritage. I'm reading that, as you can imagine. And all sorts of people in the band: Dick Laird on mandolin, Carol Swam on rhythm guitar, Tom Neal on banjo, Russ Hooper on dobro, John Glick on fiddle, Heath Laird on bass, he's a son of Dick, and Jeff Laird is another son, playing rhythm guitar as well. And they all work together. I love these two generation bands, and I've picked for the first song from them one written by Tommy Neal, the banjo player, and it's one called Moonshine Run. Let's have a listen to Bluestone.
When he was young and strong, he worked hard all day long on the farm with his mom and his dad. Then hard times came along, and he couldn't see the wrong. Running whiskey didn't seem so bad. At night he'd run his moonshine in his muscle car, with a G-man chasing down his trail. But speeding in the darkness by the silvery moonlight, he'd make his rounds and never went to jail. Moonshine was his only stock and trade. Moonlight, his county slipped away, with his whiskey and his gun and a car that could outrun any G-man, that's what he used to say. Moonlight is how he slipped away. Now back in the hills sits an old copper still, and an old man is withered and gray. With a dog by his side, he's still full of pride, but his time is slowly drifting away. Moonshine was his only stock and trade. Moonlight is how he slipped away, with his whiskey and his gun in a car that could outrun any G-man, that's what he used to say. Moonlight is how he slipped away. Slipped away with his whiskey and his gun in a car that could outrun any G-man, that's what he used to say. Moonlight is how he slipped away.
That's Bluestone, and I'm pleased to say that I've met two of the band in 1971. We were staying in southern Pennsylvania with Mike Seeger and his wife, and we met Dick Laird, the mandolin player, and Carol Swan, the guitar player. And I'm privileged to have met them, and it's great knowing that they're still playing bluegrass music until quite recently. I think they just died recently. Let's hear the boys from Lonesome River Band again. This was a big hit for them and a much requested song, Carolyn the Teenage Queen.
To me, Carolyn was night, my mind grows weaker as I burn in night. Oh, my mind has thoughts of her bad side that my heart's never seen. I'm still in love with Carolyn, Carolyn, the teenage queen. I'm still in love with Carolyn, Carolyn, the teenage queen.
Lonesome River Band, Carolyn the Teenage Queen. It's time for a gospel song. Well, it's always time for a gospel song, but it's definitely time to have one on this show, and I've selected a different one. Claire Lynch doing a song, Living in the Name of Love. This is recorded 1980, 1981, about that time, and it's a great song.
Help me know who I am. Open up my mind like a child. Touch my heart, touch my soul. Precious Jesus, make me whole. Let me live my life, living in the name of love.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love.
I'll live my life, helping the Lord above.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love, praise God, living in the name of love.
Tongue, Lord, and let your will be done. Let me live my life, living in the name of love.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love.
I'll live my life, helping the Lord above.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love. Praise God, living in the name of love. Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love.
I'll live my life, helping the Lord above.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love. Praise God, living in the name of love.
Thanks, Claire Lynch, Living in the Name of Love. Well, I think we've got one more song from Bluestone. I think we've got time to fit it in. It's the title track of their album, What Goes On, and you may recognise the source of the song if you're an old-timer like me. Bluestone.
I walked along the shore. When I saw him with you, I knew that it was always easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind?
I met you in the morning, waiting for the tide to turn. When I saw him with you, I knew that I'd been burned. It's easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind?
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind?
Is someone with a name? It's easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind?
Well, a song from Bluestone by the songwriters Lennon and McCartney and Ringo Starkey. Ringo Stark got a word in there too. It's time for finished up with Back Porch Bluegrass. If you're in the Morrinsville area this Friday night, come and see the country music show at the Rotary Community Hall. I get to play a bit of banjo and a bit of pedal steel. But meanwhile, we'll take it out with Jim Mills playing a little bit of Bill Emerson's tune, Theme Time. Tune in again next week. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.